It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, there's so many things coming out of the news that I need to talk about. First of all, I could have kicked both their asses if they were disrespecting women, but that's a discussion for another day. Stop, guys. There's more important things in the world going on. Second of all, New York City may have gotten 8 inches, but that foot of snow that they're talking about, man, it is out here in the burbs. I'm staring at it out my window. Life has come to a halt as we know it here in New York. All because of my birthday 2 days ago, because it always snows, rains, hails, or something. I was in Phoenix, Arizona, and this was, I was in my 40s, and they had a thunderstorm coming. And everybody was like, oh, we're going to get some rain. I said, no, it's going to be worse than that. And they looked at me like I was nuts, and then hailstones started coming out of the sky. They looked at me like I was the Antichrist. And it man, this is unbelievable up here. The four Easter. Hearing the attack. I'm telling you, man, I'm looking out the window. There's some serious ass snow out here. I went to bed last night. I'm like, all right, it's coming down a little bit. We'll see what happens. I got up this morning. Man, plows are out there. People are snow blowing. It's shovels and don't shovel, man. Invest in the snowblower if you're up here in the Northeast. They did get the road clear, however, which is cool. But my car is buried. I got some serious lifting to do when I get off the air. Man, but it's already starting to melt. It's warming up. So I guess that's the direction we're going to go in. It's warming up in the world of sports, too, and we'll be talking about it here after this short break. But if you're setting up for the day and you're getting your kids out the door to play, because they ain't going to school up here, if you're heading to work or not, depending upon the circumstances and where you work and whether or not they shut down for the day. Look, it's all about you and the way you want to listen to us. Now, if you're stuck indoors, well, there's all kinds of ways. You can go to our website right away. Click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there. We're streaming live each and every day. If you do happen to be getting out and about in other parts of the country, out and about with Round Bar, and, you know, use the device. Use your iPhone. Use your iPoppy. Use your iWatch. Use your Android. Whatever the circumstances are, click on the Listen Live button once you download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, and do it. American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, doesn't matter what the weather is, they're protecting our six each and every day. So if you're out there, you see somebody in a uni, thank them. We're thankfully going to a break right after this short time out. We'll come back. Bye.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guaranteed to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. but Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
We're rocking and rolling here in New York. Robert's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. Got a little bit of breaking news. Des Hurley going up in the coaching ranks. Yeah, that one. Danny Hurley moving from Rhode Island to be hired as the head coach at UConn on a 6-year deal. Kevin Ollie going out the door the other day, and Danny Hurley going in place at UConn trying to revive what used to be a preeminent program in the NCAAs, and we will see whether or not it's doable. Sweet 16 is getting back underway this evening, so we're going to talk about that as well, and also NFL news and anything going on in the world of baseball and around the world in the world of sports. But basketball is the place to start. We are re-upping. It is time. It is the Sweet 16. Brackets are busted. But for those of you who are still kind of hanging in there, and I don't, I've looked around on the sites, and I don't think there is a single person in the country that has an intact bracket. Now, I know on the ESPN site, there is absolutely nobody. Nobody. And that's, you're talking millions of people. Nobody has an intact bracket. I don't think Warren Buffett's group has an intact bracket. I know my circle of friends, nobody has an intact bracket. I know I sure as hell don't. Although I'm not in bad shape. I mean, relatively speaking, but I've had my share of losses here, there, and everywhere. But holy cow, man, the snow is... I just watched a snow thing come off a house. Whoop. Woo. Danny Hurley. Going to be hired at UConn. And as we talked about, now here's a guy, Danny Hurley, 45 years old, so young enough, going into what used to be a preeminent program at the University of Connecticut up in Storrs. And he signed a 6-year deal. He will get a fair run up there. But he replaces Kevin Ollie, who won a national championship, albeit with the other coach's players. But who got a bit exposed on the X's and O's, who had an opportunity to jump. And this is what the sad thing is about Kevin Ollie, and he's going to end up on a pro bench somewhere as an assistant, maybe can refine his X's and O's a little bit. But he ran into a couple of issues at the University of Connecticut. He was never able to exploit the national championship that he won to create a base for himself going forward where he was going to be consistently winning at UConn. It just never came together for him. And, you know, and you hate to say it, but here's a guy with a national championship on his resume who got let go. And, okay, you know, he had four seasons, two good ones, and one was a national championship. He's also caught up in the dollar and cent scandal going on with the NCAA. There were a couple of guys in his program who got released because of the fact that allegedly, I'm not going to use that word, there was payments involved. And when UConn fired Kevin Ollie, they did it with just cause, so they don't have to pay his contract. And he didn't squawk too much going out the door about, hey, I'm going to fight this. So what does that mean going forward? Now, there are a couple of dangers in here for Danny Hurley going forward. One, he doesn't have a ton of resume. He did a good job at Rhode Island after the Rhode Island program had fallen on really hard times. He got the Rams to the NCAA tournament the last 2 years. And Pittsburgh was after him. Rhode Island increased the ante. And he had to make that decision. Was he going to be the big fish in the small pond or try to be the big fish in the big pond? And he decided to try to be the big fish in the big pond because expectations at UConn have not changed. They want to win national championships. He's putting people on the staff that he's familiar with. He's grabbing Tom Moore, who was an assistant under Jim Calhoun. Never really got a shake at the front job, but he's bringing him on there for a little bit of substance, a little bit of gravitas. And he's going to make the decision as to whether or not David Cox, who is his top assistant, gets the head job at URI. And if he gets the head job at URI, he's going to take it, which is certainly understandable. You know, UConn, I'm looking out the window, and I'm seeing a ton of snow. All right? Now, when you get kids, and you're trying to recruit kids, and the UConn campus at Storrs is a gorgeous campus. Small, but it's gorgeous. It's the state university in a small state. They have great resources there, first-rate facilities there. But it's one of the few places in the country, and Tennessee went through this during Pat Summitt, where the women's program overshadows the men's program. UConn's in the process right now of another title run. And we're going to find out whether or not they can do that. Geno Auriemma wins national championships. Jim Calhoun was able to deal with that because on the level with the men's game, nobody expected Jim Calhoun to win one after another after another after another. But they did expect him to win national championships, and he won three. UConn is the only men's program in the country that's won four titles in the last two decades. Three by Jim Calhoun, one by Kevin Ollie. But they're overshadowed by the women's program, and it's something that they've always had to deal with. Now, Danny Hurley, from all accounts, is a darn good basketball coach. Again, you've seen what he's done at Rhode Island, but his trick is going to be on days like this, when he brings recruits in, convincing them that being snowbound in Storrs is better than being sunbound in North Carolina. You know, they get their share of weather there too, but not like this and not consistently. That's the trick. And when you look at the national programs now, and you look at the Sweet 16, and you look at who is in the Sweet 16, and you look at the Florida States, and you look at, you know, name the program, if it's UCLA in a given year or whatever the circumstances are, you got Texas programs in there right now. Well, they're big, beautiful campuses with great-looking co-eds in the sun. That's a tough sell. That's a very tough sell, especially in today's day and age. It's just different. That was the problem that Kevin Ollie faced. From everything I've ever gotten out of Kevin Ollie and the people around him, he's a good guy. Decent enough coach. Not great. They criticized him on his X's and O's, and I don't know how valid that is. I'm not sitting there every day watching UConn basketball, figuring out whether or not he's overmatched on the sidelines by whoever he's going up against. But a guy with a national championship on his resume, and he couldn't get anybody to come to Storrs without cheating, allegedly. So from that aspect of it, Danny Hurley has an uphill battle. Now, the Hurley name does go far in the Northeast. His dad, his brother, Bobby, who's out in Arizona State. This is the Hurley name matters when you sit down in living rooms up in the Northeast. Other parts of the country, not so much. So now his brother will be recruiting against him, trying to steal people out of the North. And that's going to be a battle that Danny Hurley is going to have to face. He was offered the Pittsburgh job as well. Decided to go with UConn. And he made his choice. I think he's going to be okay, but it's not going to be an easy fight for Danny Hurley. But he's got 6 years of security to try to prove it. Let's hit the brakes, go on the exit ramp, go to the commercial. When we come back, more NCAA basketball right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Little Mellencamp bringing us back, not such a bad thing. I'm looking at UConn's class that they've signed so far. They got a three-star in Emmett Matthews, the 6'7 guy out of Tacoma, Washington. Not exactly a basketball hotbed. James Akinjo, who is a point guard, and he's a four-star. And then after that, Lucas Kizunis, who's a three-star, 6'8 guy out of an academy. And that's it. Oh, he's a Lithuanian guy, under 18. All right. So he's a big Lithuanian, probably an oofy doofy. But we'll find out. And there's a couple of guys on the radar that they're recruiting who are fours. But Danny's going to have to close a deal, and you're already behind the eight ball coming in. So we'll see. Roster's not loaded. And we'll find out. But, again, when you look at these rosters and when you look at what you can and can't do as a basketball coach, like I said, we'll find out. We'll find out whether or not there's penalties going on with this team, which is entirely possible, too. You look at the conference, the American Conference. All right. Now, this year, let me see what we got here. Yeah, they got three bids. It's a big conference. Cincinnati with Mick Cronin got in. Houston with Kelvin Sampson got in. Memphis just hired Tim Hardaway, senior. Penny Hardaway, I should say. I'm sorry. And you've got Temple in there, who can be a strong team every now and then. And Penny's going to have a resurgence because, look, I don't know if he can coach on a collegiate level, but he paid his dues. He was doing a high school job. And ESPN immediately went down the road of mostly bad history of NBA All-Stars as college coaches. And they're right, statistically. But Penny did come up the hard way. And what he did was establish roots within the community, coached AAU, coached high school. And Memphis has talent in that community. They play some ball in that city. Tubby wasn't able to recruit it as much as they would have liked in the administration. Penny's a legend in the city. And Tubby unfairly got fired. And this was after a 21-win season. Tubby seems to get the shaft with success no matter where he goes. And he just runs a clean program. And maybe that's part of the problem. He doesn't cheat. Now, honestly, if I'm Pittsburgh and they're having a hard time down there because they can't get anybody to come to the city, I'd go there if I'm Tubby. Yeah, give me a 5-year deal. He's not young, but he's not ancient. And he's a very solid basketball coach. I always liked Tubby Smith. I've always liked the job he'd done. And he got hosed. He didn't make the NCAAs. I mean, they were 21-13. It's fair. But he did a solid job at Memphis. And don't forget, they've been a stepping stone for a number of coaches who have gone on to other things. But like I said, you got Kelvin Sampson's team in Houston. You got Temple, who's always solid. You got Tulsa, who's solid. UCF, who's trying to grow a program. And Wichita State, who made the tournament. So they put three in. Wichita State got shocked by Marshall. So Danny Hurley's got some heavy lifting to do. This is not going to be an easy task. We'll find out. Now, speaking of the Big East, their recommendation to the NCAA, because they're trying to re-grab control of what's going on as opposed to the NBA. Because with this scandal, the NBA is going to go back to allowing high school kids to come into the league, which if they do it properly and they do through the G League or some other means develop some level of, hey, you can come in, here's what you're going to get. We're going to bring you in, and if you're a second-round guy, you go to the G League, you make $100,000 a year, whatever the number ends up being, because it's less than that right now in the G League, but they're going to have to up the money. But the Big East, as a conference, recommended replacing one and done with two or none. And I think that's a pretty good way to go about it. And it piggybacks Condoleezza Rice's recommendation of pretty much the same thing. So it calls for the end of the one and done. And two or none, you got to commit for 2 years. Their recommendation is that high school players who declare for the NBA draft forfeit future college eligibility. Now, the Big East also called for the NCAA to change rules to allow players similar access to agents and advisors that are permitted for hockey and baseball players at this point, to kind of circumvent the AAU teams and the summer camps. And because we know what goes on. Like I said, I've been around them. And most people who do what we do for a living have been around them. From the time they're basically about nine years old. These AAU teams and leagues and the summer camps and everything else, these kids are there. And they're there, and Adidas is involved, and Nike's involved, and Under Armour is involved, and there's money, and there's shoes, and there's all kinds of stuff going on. And they have to regulate it. And the NCAA and USA Basketball have to get involved in it to keep this stuff from happening, like what happened this past year. They're calling it the Elite Player Unit of the NCAAs, which, you know, again, so long as they don't put 50 fat guys on there in funny blazers saying, harumph, harumph, I didn't get a harumph out of you. But have people that are overseeing these leagues and these events. Now, it's not going to go well with the AAU because there's a lot of money changing hands. But it has to happen. Pre-collegiate guidance for the players in grades 8 through 12, managing recruiting events, agent regulation that's stricter than what the NBA and the Players Union has right now, academic and membership division, oversight with the apparel companies, which that's got to happen. And the Rice Commission is going to give these recommendations to the NCAA Board of Directors in April. They need to get on the stick and do it right. No joke, because they're running out of time with this. The sport's filthy right now. They need to make it happen. They need to make it fast, because they're running into big problems. Like I said, I mean, honestly, aside from the 116, where's the juice? Where's the juice in this tournament? There is none, because the scandal oversaw everything. And, you know, again, especially ironically enough, the big upset with UVA, which destroyed everybody's brackets, has actually taken the air out of the balloon. everybody's very happy to talk about the upset, and it was a great thing, and it was wonderful that the small team upset the number one seed. But the reality is that it blew up the brackets. A lot of people aren't even involved in the tournament anymore, and it's given up a lot of reason to watch it. So we'll see. College basketball is in a fragile place right now. The game itself is strong. The NBA is gaining momentum like a runaway train. But the sport itself, particularly on the collegiate level, is really, really fragile right now. We'll see whether or not the train goes off the tracks. Well, the train's stopping at the station right now. We're going to get off, change trains, do the transfer, listen to the commercials, and come back right after this. I'm Black, you're not.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
You're back with the attack. Black, you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Got some Sweet 16 going on. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. Yeah, we do. And some good matchups, potentially. Some not so good matchups, potentially. Everything's in the evening. So, for those of you who are snowbound, the ability to watch basketball won't be there until tonight, which is really a shame. And I understand why they did it. They got to do prime time. But with that being said, Loyola of Chicago, playing Nevada, the Pack, the Wolf Pack, the Ramblers against the Wolf Pack, Jesus against Nevada. You know, when you got a 98-year-old nun on your side, you're pretty good. Although she did predict them to lose here. This is fun. This is fun. And I do like the fact that Sin City against a nun. It's not Vegas. I know that. But you know, you had a the University of Nevada Reno is in Reno, so we're just playing. Relax. Sin City too. So it's going to be fun. They're both very talented basketball teams. They really are. Like I said, the nun against, well, Nevada has an 8-year-old super fan. Jean Dolores Schmidt, 2 buzzer beaters. I mean, they've gotten there by tightrope. And Mariah Musselman has been Nevada's biggest cheerleader. A lot of people are looking at this matchup and they're saying, well, they got by the skin of their teeth, which they did. And Nevada was actually much more dominant. Nevada won in overtime. They were down 14 against Texas. And they were down 22 points and beat Cincinnati. That's pretty battle-tested. This is a matchup of 2 very good basketball teams. Now, the Ramblers have Clayton Custer. He was the Missouri Valley Conference Player of the Year. All right. 13.3 points, 4.2 assists, shoots 46%. And Cameron Krutwig was the Freshman of the Year. Now, you say these stats, and they don't match up particularly well if you're comparing them to NBA or elite scorer situations, whatever the circumstances are. Clayton Custer is a 6'1 guard who is a very well-rounded player, plays well on both sides of the ball, and makes sure the ball is where it belongs. They're a real good team, and they're balanced. Dante Ingram, Marcus Towns. They average in double figures. They shoot accurately. They're 3rd in the country in field goal percentage and 50th in field goal defense. They turn the ball over. They turn them over on nearly 20% of their possessions. Do you realize how high that is? 1 out of 5, they'll turn you over. Now, on the other side, Caleb Martin, Jordan Caroline. Here's where the size comes in. Caleb Martin's a good player. Freshman. Well, actually junior now after coming out of the junior college, my bad. And Cody Martin, his twin brother, who is a junior, 6'7". Nevada has the edge on size. And this is going to come down to turning the basketball over. Jordan Caroline's a big dude, 6'7", 230 pounds. They haven't listed as a guard, but he's really not. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for Loyola. There's something going on here that I don't know. I think Nevada's playing better basketball. But I do like what Loyola has been able to do. Their conference isn't great. You know, it's the Salukis and it's Evansville, which used to be a power but isn't anymore. Bradley, Drake, Valpo. But Nevada didn't exactly have to do heavy lifting either. New Mexico, Boise State, which is, if you're playing them in football, that's one thing. UNLV had a down year. San Diego State didn't get in, even though they were above 500 and had 22 wins. It's a good game. Loyola Chicago is just on a run. I'm going with them. As far as winning the game, I had them stopping here. I have Nevada going on, but I just have a feeling as far as picking the game itself. I don't know. There's something about Chicago that I really like. And I think they can do it, truly. But we'll see. Like I said, size against turnovers. But Loyola has kept itself in basketball games by turning the basketball over. Does it come to a halt here? It could. Nevada's favored, as they should be. But that's the tip-off at 7:07, and that's going to be a fun one, well worth watching. Texas A&M and Michigan, also fun. I'll tell you what, Tyler Davis and company has done one hell of a job thus far in this tournament, and convincingly. They are dominating right now in the tournament. Michigan, on the other side, needed a Hail Mary. Got it. Both these teams are fun and run. And, you know, between suspensions and injuries and all this stuff, I mean, you look at the way A&M dismantled North Carolina. Now, granted, this is not a vintage North Carolina team. But the freshmen stepped up big. They had four other guys that scored in double figures. They hit 10 of 24 on the three-pointers and 31 of 60 from the floor. Eight block shots, 50 to 36 on the rebounds. I mean, they're a good team. They're a good team. Now, Michigan got past Houston, 64-63. They got 30 wins in the season. There ain't nothing to sneeze at. Their key is balance. Everybody scores in double figures. And Jordan Poole hit that beautiful shot. They were fortunate to get by. It's their fourth Sweet 16 in the last 6 years. Some of these guys have been there before. It puts Michigan in pretty heady company with those Sweet 16s with Arizona, Duke, Gonzaga, Kansas, Kentucky, Wisconsin. You know, hello. Two really good coaches. But the other seed, I think the lesser seed is going to do it. I do. Now, within my bracket, well, where am I here? I got to look at this bad boy. Yeah, I had A&M losing to North Carolina. So that bracket's blown up. But yeah, the West is cock-a-doo-doo for me. South is intact, which is absolutely amazing. The East is intact for me. Yeah, it is, isn't it? Cool. And the Midwest is intact for me. The only blow-up I had was out West. Now, obviously, everybody had Virginia. But I didn't have Virginia going past the round, the second round. I had Kansas State beating them. So. But we'll see. I like A&M in this matchup. They might win it all. That's a bold statement, but I'm telling you, they might win it all. Real distinct possibility. I like their matchup. I like their size. They have great balance. They've got an ability to turn you over. I think they just have better players than Michigan has. Now, I mean, you know, this is not to slough off Michigan, because they're a darn good basketball team and they're well coached. But I do believe that A&M's going to be able to keep this role going. And they're going to, I think they're going to make the Final Four. I really do. I was wrong about them going into the tournament. They've proven me completely wrong, and they've got a lot of balance, which is, you know, for me, the thing that really matters. When you have balance in this tournament, and you can shoot from the outside, you can get a little bit of scoring going, chances are pretty good you're going to be able to make a pretty good run. And that's what happened with A&M. And I think they're also, they're facing the right team. And I know Michigan is the higher seed, but Michigan doesn't have the size. And I don't know that they'll be able to shoot well enough to get it done. We'll see. But a good matchup, fun matchup. And certainly must watch basketball tonight. Let's tap out right here. Come back. More fun. No lie. More fun. More basketball.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
That's me! Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you. Phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Before we go on to Kentuck and Kansas State, you know, just wrapping it up. I think this is probably going to be the most competitive of the games, these first two. Loyola, Chicago, and Nevada. I don't see any level of a blowout there. I certainly don't see one here with A&M and Michigan. Although, with what A&M did to North Carolina, who knows? But, you know, going forward, UK and Kansas State will be tough to see Kansas State putting up much of a fight. And with Gonzaga, Florida State, again, I own up when I screw up. Leonard Hamilton has his team to the Sweet 16, but Leonard Hamilton is not a good basketball coach, and I think this is where their ride comes to an end. And Gonzaga, although I had them going out, has completely convinced me that they're legit and could be a Final Four team. This is good stuff. This is very good stuff. And we'll break down those other two games in the next hour before we move on to other things, but I think the first two games are going to be much more competitive than the second two games. And we'll be talking about it tomorrow, so you're going to find out immediately my opinion and whether or not it was valid or invalid or whatever the circumstances were. But, like I said, man, if there's a team that I've been impressed with in this tournament thus far, it's been A&M. They're playing the best basketball. They have complete balance. They're playing it at the right time. And they're legit option to take it all the way. We'll see whether or not they can do it or not. That's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. When we come back, more fun and frivolity here on The Attack. I'm going to go outside and shovel my car out. Nah, maybe not. At least not yet. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg breaks his days-long silence about a data-gathering scandal involving Facebook.
We're going to do a full investigation into every app that had access to a large amount of data.
Zuckerberg speaking in a one-on-one interview with CNN about a huge amount of data that a company was able to get from millions of unsuspecting Facebook users to benefit the Trump campaign.
Our responsibility now is to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And there are a few basic things that I think we need to do to ensure that. One is making sure that developers like Alexander Kogan, who got access to a lot of information and then improperly used it, just don't get access to as much information going forward.
Zuckerberg also says he'd be willing to testify about it to Congress. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard me talking about MediShare, but now I give you my friend Sherry.
Yes, I have loved MediShare. Loved it.
Is that all you have to say? Because this will be really short.
No, I really do love it. I've saved hundreds a month. And overall, I just think it's a better choice of a healthcare program for me. I'm really happy with it. And honestly, normally, I don't even like talking about this stuff.
Nobody does.
But MediShare is different. MediShare members share each other's healthcare bills. We pray for each other. It's a not-for-profit, so we all save money.
True. Tell them about the thing.
What thing?
The online thing.
Oh, yeah, I used that the other night. MediShare members can now access a doctor online 24/7. You can get a prescription for the flu or something just that fast.
So MediShare can save you hundreds a month. You get to be part of the community. You get a huge network of doctors and providers to choose from.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
It's all pretty awesome.
The final verdict from Jerry. So call 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Austin police say they've recovered a recorded video confession from the serial bombing suspect Mark Condit, who killed himself as police were closing in on him early yesterday. Austin Police Chief Brian Manley says a lot of questions remain unanswered, though, and no sign of a motive.
He does not at all mention anything about terrorism, nor does he mention anything about hate, but instead talking about challenges in his personal life.
I wanna grow up.
Liquidation sales begin today for Toys R Us and Babies R Us stores as they're starting the process of closing their remaining 735 U.S. locations in what the company calls an orderly wind down, 6 months after filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. One glimmer of hope, though, for fans, there are reports this morning that some parties are trying to buy the name, logo, and jingle, and Bloomberg's reporting that Amazon may want to buy the Toys R Us brand. And this is USA Radio News.
You know, I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 5 months, and I'm telling you, my sleep's improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? When are you going to jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life? Are you waiting for a better offer? Well, your wait's over. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can take advantage of the MyPillow 4-pack offer. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows, half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, you get 50% off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA.
As it's done once a year since 2002, the Library of Congress has added 25 recordings to its National Recording Registry. This latest batch of recordings, deemed culturally, historically, or aesthetically significant, include 1984's theme to the movie Footloose by Kenny Loggins, Fleetwood Mac's Rumours, The Temptations' My Girl, and also making the list,
I left my heart.
Tony Bennett's signature song. There's also Arlo Guthrie's infamous Alice's Restaurant Massacre and Harry Belafonte's Calypso. Then there's this all-time early rock classic by Bill Haley and the Comets. Also making it, Gloria Estefan's Rhythm's Going to Get You and Kenny Rogers' The Gambler and Chic's La Freak. Also added some spoken word recordings like A Night with Groucho Marx and some historic moments from when the United Nations was formed. And the networking site LinkedIn has come out today with a report that says Amazon is the number one best place to work in America. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number. And, man, when you look at this tournament and the matchups left, there's just not that much juice. And there will be when they get to the Grade Eight and they get to the Final Four and all that kind of stuff. It's believe me, they will get there. I promise. But when you look at what's going on here with this tournament and how you go about it and all that kind of good stuff, well, it's the level of juice just is not there. However, if you're listening to me this morning and you're listening to me opine about things in the world of sports, well, you're getting a varied opinion on a lot of different things. We started out with Danny Hurley, progressed into the tournament. We'll be talking about the tournament after the break and then get into some NBA and some NFL as well as we move forward in this show. The opinions always vary. Hopefully they're never dull. And if you want to chime in, it's 1-800-878-PLAY or at BobBlack71 if Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you, we know it is. You've got the devices. Got the iPhone. Got the iWatch. Got the iPoppy. You got the tablets. You got the laptops. You got the PC. Got all the Androids. So you know all about that. All these platforms are easily downloadable. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, among others. There's more out there. I ain't going to name them all because they don't pay me. But you download them, /talk, and you can go live. Or you can go archive. Really doesn't matter. It's all at your fingertips. By the way, I just saw, I talk about this all the time, but I just saw one of my favorite doggers go out and about with his dog. Except this time he's on a bicycle. Usually he jogs, and he keeps the dog on a leash. It's part pit bull. But they were just trotting along in the snow and just having the most wonderful time. Our kids in unis don't always have a wonderful time. See someone on the street, thank them, shake their hand, be on your way. We're on our way to a commercial. We'll be back right after the short time out. I'm Black, you're not.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, they
there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Basketball. A little Dwight Howard story in a couple minutes here. But we got two more matchups, the 937. Involving Kansas State at Kentucky. Kentucky prohibitive favorite. And is it rightfully so? I mean, Kansas State has had a nice year. Don't misunderstand me. And Wade and Stokes are both really, really good. But all those freshmen are coming to fruition. I mean, Dean Wade's the real deal. He's a legit 6'10", 228, can hit from outside, plays in the paint as well. And they got a guard, big man combo. That's pretty good. It's number 5 versus number 9. And it's not to knock Kansas State. There's no more Cinderella at this point in time. Anybody who's made it this far deserves it. And by the way, for people who don't remember, Bruce Weber can coach him some basketball. It's the reason why they're there. Now, the question is, will Dean Wade be available? Now, if he is, then they got something going on. Now, this guy was first team all Big 12. But he's got the stress fracture in his foot. He said he's 98% and he's going to play. We'll see. He doesn't play, they don't have a chance. He plays, they have a chance. Now, something you might want to keep an eye on, Kentucky and Kansas State had four common opponents this season, Vanderbilt, West Virginia, Georgia, and Kansas. Now, some were in conference, some were not. Kentucky posted 5-1. Kansas State was 2-5. And that is significant. If Wade can play, it does make a difference. Weber coaches defense. They have trouble scoring, as you saw in their previous games. This, unfortunately, is where the blowout is, I think. I think it'll ride in that 4-5, 6-point variance. K-State may even take the lead at various different points. But in the long term, I don't think they can win the basketball game. Calipari's freshmen are doing exactly what they need to be doing at this point in time. I mean, look at K-State against you Maryland, Baltimore County. They didn't score a ton of points. And again, having Wade back will make a difference if he plays, but you don't know what kind of rust he's carrying, whether or not the foot still hurts. He wants to get out there and play, but, again, boy, Kentucky just throws waves at you. Waves of players. And Dean Wade will be back next year. Don't get me wrong. But he's a legitimate issue for Kentucky if he can play with any level of effectiveness. But if he can't, then Kentucky rolls, and they're going to roll big. Final matchup, Gonzaga dog. And they're going to play Florida State. Florida State's done a good job. Again, I will always admit when I'm wrong. They have a good big man in Phil Kofor. Scores. They play defense. I just don't see them doing it against that Gonzaga team. Team's balanced. Team's real balanced. But they've made a lot of mistakes within this tournament. They're not protecting the ball particularly well. They were seeded fourth in their region. And Florida State beat Xavier. Number one seed. And number one's going down, except for Villanova, which we'll get to tomorrow. 5.2 blocks a game. Two big centers. A seven-footer. And Ike Obiaju. And 7'4", Christ Omaji. 101 blocks. I mean, we'll see. We'll see. They play defense. They play defense. When you have that kind of size, they play defense. Now, the game on the professional level, yeah, it's all about guard play and it's all about shooting. And yeah. On the collegiate level, if you have size, you can go a long way. You can go a long way. Thing is, Gonzaga's been there before. And I think this is the game that they kind of put it together. And they got a little bit of size each, too. They got a couple of 6'10", 6'9", guys, a 7-footer who can play. But we'll see whether or not they get caught up in trying to force it into the paint. Or if they go perimeter and if they're not dropping their shots, panic going forward. Now, I don't think Florida State is good enough. But we'll see. We'll find out. These aren't polished big men in the middle, but they're pretty good, at least defensively. At least defensively. And from that aspect of it, it what they're able to force Gonzaga to do, and if Gonzaga ends up turning the ball over, their guards are going to have to penetrate down low and open it up for their big men. Because if they're able to dump off, those big men will have some easy dunks going forward. Because they do have good size. If they're not, and they're turning the ball over in the paint when they drive, either via block or just not handling the ball particularly well, they're going to have some problems. They're gonna have some problems. So it is something to keep an eye on. Like I said, I'm just not a believer in Leonard Hamilton. He can prove me wrong yet again. Wouldn't surprise me. Because like I said, they do have talent. But We'll see. We'll see going forward. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number. 1-800-878-7529. This end of the bracket, should it go in that direction? And should it go how I expect it to go? A Kentucky and either Loyola or Nevada matchup would be more than likely a pretty easy walk for Kentucky. You never know. But, and on the other side, and like I said, my bracket over there completely blew up. But if Gonzaga matches up against A&M like I figure it would be, A&M's going to the Final Four. I don't think Gonzaga's going to get past them. And should it go the other way with Florida State, I don't think Florida State's going to get past them. I'm liking A&M. And like I said, I screwed up. I had North Carolina beating them, and, man, they just dismantled them. But we'll see. But the more and more I see Texas A&M, the more and more I like them. And I like their chances to get to the Final Four. And there's a bunch of people that I've talked to that like them as well. All right, we're going to head out right here. Let's take a couple minutes off. Allows me to do a couple of things that you don't need to know about. And I'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Brrr! You're back with the attack. That's pretty cool stuff. Keep going to the library, man. I like 99% of what you pop out there. Some of that pop stuff I can live it out. But go deep into the archives, baby. Go deep into the archives. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. Rest of the Sweet 16 will be determined tomorrow. I mean, the Elite Eight will be determined tomorrow. Sweet 16 playing tomorrow. And as we dive back into the world of sports, we go professional basketball. And we had a Dwight Howard signing. I'll tell you something. A really good Dwight Howard signing. 30-30. 30 points, 30 rebounds against the Brooklyn Nets. First time it's happened since 2010. Second time since 1981. I mean, Dwight Howard is an enigma wrapped in a riddle. An incredibly talented guy. A $100 million game with a 10-cent head. He's 32 years old. He doesn't bring it every night anymore. His game only evolved to a point. He never developed anything other than a couple low post moves, which in today's game doesn't get it done. He's played pretty well. This year for the Hornets. And we'll hang around for a while. You just wish that he brought it every night and that he had worked on his game. I mean, you think about how he's bounced around at this point in time. And he's playing to his career stats. So it's not like he's taken a step back. His career stats are 17.5. He's averaging 16.5. His rebounds this year are 12-2. His career is 12-6. So it's still there as far as the talent. He's an amazing physical presence. But like I said, and I'll give you this, in 34 minutes last night against Brooklyn, he had 32 points and 30 rebounds. The previous two games against Philadelphia, he had 10 points and 4 rebounds in 28 minutes. And against the Knicks, in 27 minutes, he had 13 boards and 14 points. A double-double, but, again. Then against Atlanta, the team that let him go, he was 33 and 12. And against New Orleans, when he was fired up against Anthony Davis, he had 22 and 11. This is what Dwight Howard's career. It could have been so much more. You've heard us talk to Pat Williams any number of times on this show. And it unfortunately, and you can hear the disappointment in Pat's voice when he talks about Dwight Howard. Dwight wanted out. He wasn't happy. He and Van Gundy were bouncing heads. Unfortunately, and one of the things that they got wrong, because in the caption, and I didn't believe this was going to be right, but they said that Brooklyn didn't play anybody over 6'8", but that's not true. Jared Allen had him for a while, and Jared Allen's 19 years old and not fully formed, and he just got manhandled. But Jared played 26 minutes and fouled out, trying to protect him. Jahlil Okafor does not get off the bench for this team. I'm still trying to figure it out. But he literally has not played in like dozens of games now. I still think this guy's going to be a player somewhere in this league. But Obviously, it's not going to be with the Nets. The Nets are a bad basketball team. They've got a decent core. And going forward, they'll probably be pretty good. They won more games this year than most people expected. But they don't own their number one pick. Cleveland does. So they're playing hard and they're trying not to tank. But again, the story was Dwight Howard. And it could have been an even bigger night for him. He was only 12 of 21 from the free throw line. 11 offensive boards. He just kept going back up and manhandling Jared Allen. And anybody else that they tried to put on him. They tried small. They tried big. It didn't really matter. But again, it's... Let's put it this way. I would be surprised if Dwight Howard went to the Basketball Hall of Fame in Springfield. I would be. Just because of the fact that the inconsistency of his career. And he was a great defender at one point in time. And now the mobility isn't there. Again, he's 32 years old. Doesn't guard particularly well off the pick and roll. Still protects the rim to a point. But it's more about rebounding and garbage points at this point in time. Charlotte will hold on to him next year. But Charlotte has issues. They've got to get better. They've got to get that one star in the draft. And John Cho went out the door this year. And I look, everybody knows it's Michael Jordan's team anyway. But if they hold on to Howard, which they probably will, they need to get one more front court guy who can score, who can really light it up. And if they get that with Kemba Walker, who shot 6 of 25 yesterday, but went to the free throw line quite a bit, and Jeremy Lamb, who's a good second-tier running mate, they're a pretty good basketball team. I mean, don't forget, they made the playoffs last year. They got Hernan Gomez, who's now getting time for them. They got Frank the Tank, who was supposed to be their power forward, but he's a bench dude. I mean, he is. On a very good team, he's a bench dude. They have Malik Monk. And we'll see whether or not he is able to evolve. You know, the team itself, you know, Nick Batum, who I don't know what you're going to get out of him for the rest of his career. They signed him with the hope that he was going to be that guy. But you know, this year, 12 points, which is his career. But he's hurt, and he's hurt a lot. Charlotte's a weird team to read. I mean, they really are. And I don't know, going forward, because Clifford the Big Red Dog is there, and he's had health issues. I think Charlotte rides it with him. I don't think they fire him. But Charlotte ain't going to make the playoffs. By the way, neither is Detroit, and I'll be curious to see what happens with Van Gundy after the season's over. But Charlotte's not going to make the playoffs. They're a little separated from the rest of the bottom of the East, the Knicks, the Bulls, the Nets, the Magic, and Atlanta. And they're one of those teams, frankly, that could have made it in. But they got off to such a putrid start. Batum's been hurt all year. And like I said, they counted on him to be a key guy. If they hit the right guy in the draft, they're going to move back up the food chain. I'll tell you what, looking at it right now, one of the more intriguing matchups as it stands now, and it's fluid. But the 4-5 in the East is Philadelphia and Indiana. Now, you talk about an interesting matchup. Indiana, the great story and overachieving story of the season, and Philadelphia, who, man, if I'm in the East, I don't want to face them. Miami's going to make it. The 8 in the East is pretty much set. I mean, they've played 72 games. There's 10 games left before the playoffs start for most teams. So it's pretty much set out east. Detroit's got to make 5 games up, and that's just flat out not going to happen. They've won 2 in a row. They're 3-7 in their last 10. Milwaukee's hit the skids a little bit, but not enough where I think Detroit could bypass them. So I think in the east, it's pretty much set. Now, the seeding is going to go a long way in determining who does what. And as it stands right now, as banged up as Boston is, they're facing Miami right now, and I like Miami. Believe it or not, in that matchup. Milwaukee would get Toronto. Toronto's playing great basketball. Cleveland and the Wiz, that'd be an interesting series. Yeah, we'll see. A little more NBA before we roll onto the NFL right after the short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again. We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wall has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
I hate you, Robert. All this tropical music, man, and I'm staring at a foot of snow right now. A foot of snow. How dare you? Oh, man. I got to hit the beach soon. No joke. I was trolling around on Expedia trying to find like a quick over the weekend deals somewhere, and everything has skyrocketed in prices just because of the fact the Northeast socked out, and a lot of people have the same idea that I do. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Talk a little bit of NBA. Down a home stretch. Cavs beat the Raptors yesterday at home, 132-129. LeBron, by the way, in case you're wondering, he's going to win the MVP this year. Anthony Davis should be second. But it will be well-deserved. Their lineup, and this is where it's interesting now, they're not making any pretense about playing defense. Unless it's George Hill on the point. Kevin Love's back playing center. 23 points, 12 boards. He had no blocks, so that tells you what he's doing on defense. But he is cleaning up on the glass. You got LeBron. They're starting Jeff Green right now. Zizek's coming in for a little bit of relief. But that's about all that's happening. Jordan Clarkson off the bench. Nance is nicked right now. He's the real rim protector. Calderon was in the starting lineup, had 14, 4 assists. George Hill inexplicably did not have an assist last night. That worries me a little bit. Ty Lue's out right now. So, you know, it's a little bit of a mishmash for the Cavs. I got a lot of guys hurt. They're down literally 5 rotational players and their head basketball coach. You know, Larry Drew, who may end up getting an opportunity somewhere, maybe even in Cleveland. But I'll tell you, you got, I'm looking for the list here. Yeah. Kyle Korver, of course, with the death in his family. Tristan Thompson has an ankle. Rodney Hood has a back. And Larry Nance has a hamstring. I mean, geez. And then Nick Gilbert, Dan Gilbert's son, just had brain surgery. There's a... Yeesh. I mean, Cleveland's... I don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs. Maybe they pull it together. But they could very easily go out in the first round. I don't know. With LeBron's will, I kind of doubt it, but we'll see. The Heat, like I said, sitting in a 7-hole right now. 119-98 over the Knicks. Nuggets and the Bulls. Denver trying to stay alive, 135-102. Clippers beat the Bucks, 127-120. They're trying to stay alive as well. As I said, L.A. wants to get rid of Doc. The Knicks should fly James Dolan's private jet out there to pick him up. Pelicans, 96-92 over the Pacers. That's a nice matchup. And by the way, Victor Oladipo, he should finish third in the MVP voting. No joke. The evolution of Victor Oladipo finally happened. It took him bouncing back to Indiana to get it done. And the Spurs, 98-90 over the Wizards. Wizards are a weird team. John Wall still not back. Are they better off without him? Yeah, probably. It certainly appears that way as far as how they played. Bigger story here, though, was, I mean, LaMarcus Aldridge, who continues to play on a high level, San Antonio went in their 5th straight. It doesn't look like Kawhi's coming back. I mean, I don't know. But he missed his 63rd game. And Manu said, don't expect him back. He's not coming back. He was definitive. He said, for me, he's not coming back, and it's because it's not helping. We fell for it a week ago. We have to think he's not coming back, and that shouldn't be changing, at least until he's ready for the jump ball. I mean, that's a pretty strong statement. And to me, it sounds as if part of it is that discord that's going on in that locker room. And again, I don't know whether or not on a night in, night out, there's stuff going on that's just not being reported or whatever the circumstances are. But it's pretty apparent that Kawhi Leonard and Greg Popovich don't see eye to eye, or Kawhi Leonard and the organization don't see eye to eye. And he's going to want out of there. Now, after next year, he becomes a free agent. So don't be surprised if in the offseason he gets traded. Now, this injury is one of the bizarre injuries. The quad something-something opathy thing that's going on with him. I mean, is it career-threatening? Now, obviously, if San Antonio tries to move him to somebody, they're going to want the big number one pick. I don't mean number one overall, but I mean it is going to a team that needs a guy like Kawhi. Now, to be perfectly honest, if I was the Knicks, would I take him on right now? Absolutely. If the health is there. Boy, that front court of Ennis, Kristaps, and Kawhi Leonard, yeah, I'd go to war with that. They'd have to sign a free agent guard who could actually pass the basketball. I mean, they're giving Moutier a shot, and Frankie France is on the roster still and everything, and he's evolving a little bit, but they would have to get better. But if they were looking to move that for a number one pick, I'd do it. I absolutely would do it. Even at the expense of getting a guard, but there's the reality. You know, what does he have left? And is this injury a career-threatening injury? Kawhi Leonard is 26 years old. In theory, he should be moving into the prime of his career right now. Now, people have said because of the load that he's carried, that he's not capable of getting back up to that level. I don't know. Scouts would know better than I would. Doctors certainly would know better than I would. But he's one of the great small forwards in the game. And if you have a team and he's available on the market, if the health is there, you got to go get him. You got to go get him. So we'll see. As far as the standings go, San Antonio straightened it out. Man, that fall to 10th evidently was a wake-up call for them. Denver's a game and a half out. Clippers are two games out. Utah just continues to win. They're not going away. And Minnesota, as I said, Jimmy Butler out. Taj has become the leader on the floor as far as defense and motivation and everything else, but they're 5-5 in their last 10. They are in danger of missing. And I'll tell you why. And this is when you look at why teams miss the playoffs, most teams are good at home. They need to at least be average on the road. Utah, who's sitting a half game behind them, is at least average on the road. They're 16-19. Minnesota's 14-22. San Antonio this year, 14-22. The only thing that's keeping Minnesota ahead of Denver, who's in the nine hole, is Denver stinks on the road, too. They're 12-23. And Minnesota has a distinct home court advantage. But, and I'll throw San Antonio in that mix too, at least as of right now. But six through 10 is still debatable. There's not too many games left. They can't really make up much ground. But it's still debatable. Not everything's set. I think the first five are pretty much set, even though the Pelicans and San Antonio are tied. Pelicans are playing better basketball. And I think they're going to make it in. But again, there's enough there that if a team goes into a spiral right now, they're going to pay the price. Houston's 9-1 in their last 10. Golden State's 6-4, but they're in the two hole. They're not going anywhere. And that's where they're going to finish. Portland's 9-1. OKC's 7-3. And Utah's 9-1. They can move up the food chain. And man, if you're, let's put it this way. If you're Minnesota and you lose that half game, you end up in the eight hole. You're going to get blown out by Houston. And Thibodeau will still be there, but they're going to look at it and they're going to say, what's going on with this core of players? Are they stat stuffers or are they guys that you can win with? Now, one of the little loopholes here in the NBA draft, Anthony Simons is not going to go to college. He's at the IMG Academy. He's a top 10 high school recruit, according to ESPN 100. But he turns 19 in June, satisfying the NBA requirements. He did his fifth year of high school at the IMG in Bradenton. And he moves into the top 10. Now, ESPN has him in the top 20. I think he moves into the top 10. He's already repped by Rosenhaus Sports. And he got recruited by everybody in the country. Just on skill set, he's going to move up the food chain, I'm telling you. And herein lies the problem for the NCAA and college basketball. All right, let's head for the doors right now. When we come back, we'll wrap up this edition of The Attack. Do not go anywhere.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Black. You're not wrapping up this edition of the Attack. Sam Darnold threw on his pro day in the soft, wet rain in Southern California at the practice facility for USC. And he threw well. He threw some deep balls, hit guys in stride for the most part. Looked like he had good range on his arm. He had an out. They offered to let him throw under better conditions. But after not throwing at the combine and really not doing anything other than interviewing, he wanted to show that he could throw, which everybody knows he can. And he had the opportunity to interview with Cleveland, with New York. And he looked good. He threw about 60 balls, a couple drops. It was raining. Everything seemed to be on target for the most part. Hugh Jackson was there. Todd Haley was there. John Dorsey was there. Jimmy Haslam was there. Gettleman was there. He had meetings. He met with Mike Maccagnan, met with Todd Bowles, met with Steve Wilks, met with Anthony Lynn. Interesting line by Jordan Palmer. Sam's not the kid you speed date. He's the kid you marry. People fall in love with him the first time as they get to know him better. I mean, we'll see. Could he end up number one? Hell yeah. Could he end up number five? Yeah. That's possible too. But we'll see. We'll see. But a good pro day for him, and it's smart after everything that he did it in the rain. They would have let him wait a day, but he did it in the rain. Smart move. All right, we're out of here. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks to Robert. Thanks to Scotty. Thanks to everybody involved. And most important, thanks to you. I'm Bob Black. Have a great day, everybody.